Defenestrate Media and The Left Show present Batshit Crazy with Jason Williams. A weekly look at the most outrageous, wacky, backwards, twisted, and goofy political news of the week you thought you'd left behind. Ladies and gentlemen, here is your pseudo-celebrity commentator, Jason Williams.
Welcome to Batshit Crazy. I'm Jason Williams, and happy Memorial Day. And because it's Memorial Day, I want to do a little memorializing myself. Memorial Day, of course, a holiday to memorialize something important, which is, service. Originally started as a memorial for those killed in war, World War I. Since has become a memorial for just everyone. Family members they've lost, things like that. And I don't mean to make light of that, of course, in any way. But since it is Memorial Day, I want to memorialize something political. This is a political show. And, most of the batshit crazy stuff going on out there right now is in the world of politics and primetime TV. But this is... I want to memorialize the Blue Dogs. There was an article in the Salt Lake Tribune a couple of weeks ago talking about Jim Matheson, how he was leading the charge, hiring the first ever campaign strategist for the Blue Dog Caucus. This is, for those, if you're not familiar with it, the Blue Dog Caucus, this is a group of Democrats, I made the quotey fingers when I said that, that managed to get themselves elected in fairly conservative districts throughout the United States. More power to them for that. And these are conservative Democrats, and they have every right to be conservative Democrats. And what they did, they got together and they created this Blue Dog Caucus, and they were going to band together and originally pull the entire Democratic caucus of the House to the center. And by center, I mean the world of corporate whores. And since they have existed, the Blue Dog Caucus have held true to that, prostituting themselves for any reason that they can find to make nicey-nice with large corporations and campaign donors. In the article in the Salt Lake Tribune, Matheson is quoted as saying a couple of different things about the shrinking caucus. Of course, Blue Dogs cut nearly in half in 2010. In the Tea Party wave of stupid throughout the country, Democrats serving in conservative districts just could not survive the batshit crazy. And a few did, though. But they're down to 15. Not much of a caucus, really. Not much of a reason for Democrats in the House to even listen to them. And I say great. The Blue Dog Caucus... I get it. I do. I get it. Matheson, and believe me, whenever I see some moron, and it until he went to prison was usually Tim DeChristopher. Tim DeChristopher in 2010 said, "I'm going to go work for Morgan Philpott because I'm so mad at Jim Matheson." And really, DeChristopher? Seriously, this the Philpott Bishop Chaffetz trifecta appealed to you more than a conservative Democrat? I mean, I get it. Jim isn't the greatest on environmental issues. He isn't the greatest on many issues. But Morgan Philpott was going to be better? Derp. So I get it. And I get why Jim is Jim. I get why Blue Dogs are Blue Dogs. I get why they are able to get elected in conservative districts. And it happens, you know. And I don't necessarily like the idea of the Democratic Party adopting some sort of purist litmus test like you've seen with the Republicans and their teabagger problem. I don't like that idea. They're, you know, conservative Democrats, they can be there. But the Blue Dog Caucus itself, Jim is quoted as saying that he wants to show that this caucus is still a player and remind everyone that this caucus can bring a lot of, can build coalitions to get legislation passed. But see, that's the problem with the Blue Dog Caucus. They never built coalitions to get legislation passed. They built coalitions to stop legislation. They tried to stop anything that was going to make their reelection hard. They tried to stop anything that was going to anger their campaign donors. And ironically, despite the fact that the Blue Dog Caucus was supposedly focused around this Republican-esque fiscal responsibility, the Blue Dog Caucus tried to stop anything from actually being paid for, like wars and the Pentagon. But when it came to the safety net, oh, no, they wanted that all paid for. So the problem, Jim, with your Blue Dog Caucus is not so much that it's so small now, no one gives a shit what you have to say as a caucus. And the problem isn't going to be fixed by hiring a campaign strategist and convincing House leadership, if Democrats see a majority again, or even if they don't, just convincing Democratic leadership in the House caucus that Blue Dogs are there for a good reason. You know, we were all watching. Your problem isn't reminding people the great things that the Blue Dog Caucus did. Your problem isn't growing the caucus to where people will listen again. The problem with the Blue Dog Caucus is that since its inception, it lacked integrity. No one took this caucus seriously except for other Blue Dogs. And other Blue Dogs helped stop a lot of cool things from happening in the last few years. So I say goodbye to the Blue Dog Caucus. No offense to Matheson. I hope he wins primarily because Mia Love scares the living bejesus out of me. I'm not even going to go there yet. Saving that one for later. So I hope he wins re-election, but I hope the Blue Dog Caucus is something that we can officially say is a thing of the past, stopped many good ideas from happening, arguably one of the largest reasons that the Democrats pissed away their supermajority, quote-unquote, of the first 2 years of the Obama administration. And you can go back through several years, every good idea that has even been proposed, let alone actually sponsored, written, and voted upon, every good idea, you will find a good chunk of the Blue Dog Caucus opposing it, and opposing it for some pretty sketchy reasons that were a little hard to defend. So I say goodbye, Blue Dog Caucus. Good luck to Jim Matheson in winning re-election. I would like to see it in District 4 here in Utah. But the Blue Dog Caucus, no one's going to miss this. Don't let the door hit you in the ass on the way out. Honestly, these caucuses, it's a little better. Mike Lee's Tea Party of Three caucus. I don't even get it. But Matheson, just let it go, man. Just let the Blue Dog Caucus go. No one took you seriously anyway. Reagan Democrats. It's batshit crazy. I'm Jason Williams, and I'll see you next week.